The Inner Changemaker with Jay Wong.
Now, the talk with Nana really made me reflect on one of the agreements from Don Miguel's Four Agreements book, and that is, don't take anything personally. I really do love that chapter. And when Nana dived into a topic, I feel like a lot of entrepreneurs tend to shy away from, and that is the overcoming of the fear of failure. He mentioned in his events in the fear that no one would show up. He mentioned his failures in Dragon's Den and his overall failures, just people not believing in him or his product. But he never took it personally. He kept going. And that is really a true gift. If you listen to Don Miguel's chapter on not taking it personally, whatever happens to you, if you don't take the bait, the world cannot affect you. In the chapter, he uses the example of someone calling you stupid. And if you don't take it personally, it really has no impact and holds no power on terms of the way that you view yourself. However, if you start thinking, maybe, just maybe, I am stupid, or how did he know that? Then you're beginning to plant the seeds of doubt that will eventually plague your mind in negativity. So to be the leader that we all want to be this change maker, to be this purpose-driven individual, we have to learn how to not give up. We have to learn how to stay the course and keep our passions high. We have to learn how to overcome the fear of failure. And a lot of times, I think we're taught that success and failure is this binary thing, meaning it is either one or the other. And that might be true in an academic setting, but in business and in life, they're more of a linear progression. Think of it as a 1-2 or a 2-3. In other words, failure is usually the prerequisite of success. And there is this famous Chinese idiom that says, failure is success's mother. And so you really can't have one without first having the other. And I'll give you some examples. Rovio, the gaming company that created the game Angry Birds that some of you might have played, they failed at creating 50 plus different games before they created Angry Birds. It went on to obviously become this world phenomenon as we know it. Airbnb, when they launched, no one believed this model would work. All these seasoned venture capitalists didn't even take a second look at it. Why would people allow strangers to live in your house? People thought it was absolutely crazy and ludicrous. But now, looking back, it seems crazy and ludicrous to not have invested in them when they had that chance. Look, there's gonna be tough times. Of course, people are not gonna believe in you. People are not gonna believe in your vision. People are gonna try to feed you seeds of negativity and doubt. Now, these people are not change makers. They're either too in love with the status quo, or they're too afraid of failure and the unknown. If you find yourself consistently thinking about something, for the love of God, just act on it and see it through. Don't give up on the first sign of an obstacle. That usually means that you're on the right path, and it's your job to find a way around that obstacle. What people say to you has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with them. They're operating from their point of view, not yours. So don't take anything personally. Live your life and be the person you want to be. And that wraps it up for this week's lesson from the sessions. I really, really hope you guys enjoyed it. I know I did. So if you guys did enjoy listening to that, please feel free, subscribe to the podcast, write a quick review. It really helps us in terms of putting out more consistent and great content out there. Also visit us at www.theinnerchangemaker.com. It's all spelled out on the cover for additional show notes and some more goodies that are not included in the podcast. And until next time, live with passion, live your dream, and live it now.